我们华人常常会讲说我要办一个 party 的时候，就很多人说那个办你要怎么去形容，就发现说美国人是扔一个派对。
哇哦，
因为我就是现在就想学英文的，我跟人家交流我觉得有话说不出来，这个感觉让我怎么讲体会。
哦天哪，老伙计，这个东西应该怎么念呢？
叫老伙计的，
就那种一支枪嘛，以前那种中国的电影去翻译英国。
你 know, 我以为你在说 old turkey。
没有。
老伙计。
哦，我的上帝呀、啊！
这
句话应该
怎
么
说、
啊、
？And if you're wondering the same, then you've come to the right place. 英语任你说 ，Let's talk. Welcome back, guys. 欢迎回到英语任你说。Thank you for listening. Today we're gonna take our cue from you.最近我们在平台上有提出一些问题 and thank you for those of you who participated in our polls and questions. Thank you especially to 思远 who asked 怎么样用英语谦虚 And so this is a really fascinating topic because it's not just about the language, it's not just about what you say, because it's also an attitude.因为这个问题它不仅仅是一个语言的问题，它也是一个思维的问题，一种态度的问题。那么中西文化在这里是大大不同的。So as with our last session, today we continue with David as we continue exploring the topic of humbleness. 我们今天和我们的特邀嘉宾 David 来继续探讨西方人是怎么看待谦虚这个 topic 的。So let's pick up where we left off. 当别人夸赞我们的时候，我们的回复不仅仅包括我们需要说什么和做什么，更重要的也是非常有意思的一点，是应该不去做什么，不去说什么。
What not to do and what not to say.
Ah, for example, and what shouldn't you say?
Well, there are people who try desperately to also make the other person a compliment.
Yes.
Then there are also people who cannot take the compliment well because they instantly start to doubt themselves because they feel like they are trapped or they are played, they are being played.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are people who don't react to it at all, which is also something that I would not do. It's always nice to recognize the other person and the compliment.
All right, how much of that did you understand? 在刚才这一段话里，你大概听懂多少呢？
So when we're not completely fluent in a language just yet, it is really important to train our ears to catch the most important things.
当我们在学语言的过程中，一个非常重要的一点就是要练习听力。尤其是当我们听一段话不能够完全听懂的时候，很重要的一点就是能够抓住重点。那么刚才 David 讲的这段话里，他说了三个我们不应该做的事情。Did you catch them? Let's go over them together.我们一起来看一下。
There are people who try desperately to also make the other person a compliment.
Yes. So I asked, when someone pays us a compliment, what shouldn't we do?
在西方的环境里，当有人夸赞我们的时候，有哪些是不应该做的呢？ David 说了三点。第一点就是
There are some people who try desperately to pay the other person a compliment.
Desperate. D-E-S-P-E-R-A-T-E. Desperate.
So I wanted to focus on this word because when you look it up, the Chinese translation will tell you something different.
Desperate 这个单词，如果你在网上查它的意思的话，它的中文解释会有像渴望这种比较褒义的单词。感觉最差的一个单词是绝望
but neither 渴望 nor 绝望是这里的意思。When someone desperately tries to pay a compliment back, desperately
在这里的意思是 trying too hard, 太过于殷勤
It has that kind of a feel.
也就是说当我们听到对方的夸赞的时候我们不应该 desperately 去试图也夸赞这个夸我们的人
Even though this is very much a conditioned behavior,
尽管别人夸我们的时候夸赞对方是一个非常自然的事情
Remember what we talked about last time?
你还记得我们上次说的吗?
Try to take the compliment and just let it sit with you. Because sometimes when we desperately try to pay the other person a compliment back, it feels fake.
因为在西方的文化里，当人物 A 夸赞人物 B 的时候，那么如果人物 B 马上夸回人物 A, 那么通常人物 A 会感觉这种作为，这种 behavior 很假。所以当别人夸我们的时候，不要马上夸回这个人。
It's not necessary, and it will seem fake. Okay, number two. 第二点呢?
Then there are also people who cannot take the compliment well because they instantly start to doubt themselves because they feel like they are trapped or they are played, they are being played.
Mm-hmm. 有些人当别人夸他们的时候他们就开始对自己产生怀疑。They start to doubt themselves. Doubt. D-O-U-B-T. D-O-U-B-T. Doubt. 怀疑。那么他们对自己产生怀疑的原因是因为他们感觉对方在骗他们。They feel trapped or they feel played. Play 在这里它的意思是被耍。So it's not 去玩 it's not a good thing here.Normally, play is wonderful. But here, when someone feels like they're being played, 当我们感觉 someone is playing us, or we are being played, 这里的意思是说我们感觉有人在耍我们。We feel like we're being played. So as you can see, when someone pays us a compliment, it's not always easy to take it, because there are so many psychological things that go on. 你也看出来了，当别人夸我们的时候Just to let the compliment land is not that easy. So of course, it takes practice. One of the things that we don't have to do is to doubt ourselves. Okay, number three.
And then there are people who don't react to it at all, which is also something that I would not do. It's always nice to recognize the other person and the compliment.
Some people don't respond at all. 有些人完全就没有反应。And that's also not a good thing, right? Because it's always nice to recognize the person and the compliment. 如果我们没有反应的话,不做出任何回应,这也是不礼貌的。It's always nice to recognize the person and the compliment. And the best way to do that, really, is just to take it in and say thank you. Okay, here, the word recognize needs a little bit of explaining as well. 在这里 ,recognize 这个单词,我们也需要注意一下。It's always nice to recognize the person and the compliment. 在这里 to recognize the person 并不是在说要认出某某。Recognize here means to acknowledge. 在这里 recognize 这个单词并不是认出或者是辨别的意思。它的意思是说承认、认可、接受。So it's always nice to recognize the other person. 也就是说当别人夸赞我们的时候 It's always nice.To recognize it. 与其不给予任何反应, a nicer response is just to recognize it. 一个更 nice, 更礼貌的回复就是去接受它,去认可这个人的赞美。Which is sort of like what we talked about last time, to simply take the compliment as it is and say thank you. So today, we went through three things that we shouldn't do when someone pays us a compliment. How best should we respond?The conversation isn't over yet, so be sure to stay tuned. I hope you've gotten quite a few words from our session today. If you liked what you heard here, write us a review, give us a rating, and share it with a friend. 如果你也有想说却说不出来的话，不知道怎么说的话，不知道怎么念的单词，可以在我们的脸书专页上留言，我会在节目里回答。And of course, remember to subscribe. 记得要订阅关注我们的播客 podcast. We're serving fresh episodes every week. Until the next time, keep listening, keep making time to do what you love.